Meningococcal is an acute bacterial infection which, while uncommon, can kill people or leave them with permanent disabilities within hours if not treated. Last year, 382 cases of meningococcal were recorded in Australia and 28 people died. The disease is becoming deadlier. In 2016, there were 252 cases and 11 deaths, and that's a higher number of cases than in 2015. Health Minister Greg Hunt says to reduce the prevalence of meningococcal, a new quad-strain vaccine will be rolled out across Australian schools.
Four strains of meningococcal will, for the first time, be treated by the Commonwealth, and it will cover 300,000 infants every year. This is an extraordinary breakthrough in Australian medical treatment.
It means children under age 5 will be given the Nimenrix vaccination, which protects against the A, C, W and Y strains of meningococcal. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says it will replace the current vaccination children receive.
We've had vaccination for many years against the C strain of the bug. In the last few years, there's been an emergence of increased numbers of cases of the Y strain and the W strain in particular. The W strain is the one that's caused most of the concern, with cases increasing both last year and the previous years.
But the B strain of the disease, the most common in recent years, will not be covered under the National Immunisation Program. Parents will still have to pay hundreds of dollars to get it from their general practitioners. The government did consider the B strain immunisation, but didn't allow it to be subsidised by taxpayers because it wasn't cost-effective. The Health Minister says the process to add vaccines to the immunisation program is rigorous.
Our commitment is to cover every state, every family, every child around the country that is in the vaccine cohort. And this is a unique moment in Australian history. Obviously, one of the things that we take very seriously is the medical assessments by law. All vaccines have to go through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee if they are to be either on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme or the National Immunisation Program.
Meningococcal season is expected in the second half of the year. Miles Morgan, SBS News.